And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we thank you for your question this week, which is, why is it so hard for me to trust in goodness? This is a question for every human being on the planet. Because the human mind is always based on fear. So as you listen to your human mind, it does not trust. It does not trust in goodness. It is fearful of everything that could possibly go wrong, could be harmful to you, risky for you, bad for you. It is like it has its radar out that is constantly turning 360 degrees. If you envision those pieces of equipment that are tracking satellites and activity in space. This is how the human mind works. It is like a radar tracking every possible thing, real or unreal, that could come into your life, your world, and take you down, kill you, actually. That is its baseline fear, that you would be taken out. So you can imagine how busy this mind is as it tracks potential harm and damage to you, real or unreal. The truth is, God, that creative source that created you, dear ones, is in charge of your life. And God is good. And God has designed your life for goodness to unfold, not evil to unfold, not harm or damage. Why would a creator, a parent, father, mother, God, destine you, its creation, for evil, for harm, for damage? It is not possible. So if you look at this question of why is it so hard for you to trust in goodness, it is the machinations of the human mind. So it is for you to choose. You have been given free will as a human being. You have the choice to choose trusting in goodness, in God, the God that is in charge of every detail of this realm. Choosing between God and the human mind, which is limited, narrow, and fear-based. Always. What is your choice? You may believe you don't have a choice, but this is a lie. And this is the narrative, the story, that your human mind will tell you. Your relationship with God and listening to God is what this is about. because God will tell you what is the truth in every moment. So when you have an idea or a thought form, an energy that comes in to tell you you need to be afraid of this or that, or you need to manipulate this or that for a particular outcome, all of the stories that the human mind would bring to you to get you in a state of energetic upset and fear. When that happens, pause. Come home to the center of your being, which is quiet and peaceful, and ask God, what is the truth here? And what do I need to know and understand and see and do? Listening quietly, you will hear an answer. It will be the highest truth and guidance for you. And then you will move forward and release the thought form that was trying to come in. But you have been standing steady at the door of your thinking, and you are aware when it is fear-based. So this is what you will do. Come home to the center of your being. Be still and quiet and ask God and listen. The difficulty of trusting in goodness is simply the human mind has taken territory in your being, fear in your being, and it is familiar to you. So this is new. It is a new time for you. New behavior. New how your system works. New choices. So make the true and good choice and choices for you. We ask you to do this homework this week and to see how much freer, more joy, more consciousness, more ahas in your life when you choose God and goodness, and you trust in God and goodness because it is the highest truth. So as you trust the highest truth and goodness reveals itself within your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.